I'm getting get started, and I'm gonna read out of this book. I read out of it last week or a couple weeks ago, or I don't. Time goes by so fast. I'm not sure, but this book called "The Master's Calling," and we're gonna read some things here. And this talks about hunger, and it says if we want true power in prayer, we must cultivate that kind of hunger. We must let the deep within us begin to call out the deep in God. We must desire to know Jesus with such an intensity that every other desire pales besides. I once read an account of a prayer meeting that took place among some old-time saints in the early 1900s. Among those in attendance was a woman named Lillian Thistlewaite. She was a great evangelist in her day, and her sole cry, all of her hunger, was for the holiness of God. As she began to talk about her thirst for a sanctified life, she caught the attention of one man in particular. Although he was a Christian man who revealed God, he was, by his own account, quite self-satisfied. He was happy, successful, and had little desire for anything more than what he had. Yet he saw in that woman this quality that just stirred in his spirit. As he listened to her speak, he was so overwhelmed with spiritual hunger, with a desire to have that which she possessed in God. He fell to his knees and began to pray. And as he prayed, and when he prayed, the rafters shook. He prayed until it seemed that lightning flashed through the soul of everyone in the room. And he prayed until the power of God had came down and sanctified every life there that was in that room. That's what real spiritual hunger will do. I'm convinced it is the lack of spiritual hunger that is at the root of powerlessness in prayer. It is not that we do not know the rules or principles of prayer. It's not that we haven't had enough instruction on the mechanics of it. It's that we've been so full of ourselves and our own interest that we've left little room for God to move. I believe that's why the Apostle Paul told the church of Ephesus, who was self-satisfied in some aspects, that he tells them that they need to awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead. Those seem like strange words for Paul to say to a Christian, especially when you consider the church of Ephesus possessed more spiritual knowledge than any church of its day. Why do they need such a wake-up call? Because of Revelations 2. But I have this one thing against you, that you've left the love that you had at first. You've deserted me, your first love. Remember then from the heights you have fallen, repent, and else I will visit you and remove your lampstand in its place. He goes on and says some other things concerning that, but then this part is about abiding in him. Those times of daily communion, those times of waiting before God and worshiping him, are what bring forth a vibrant prayer life. It's not just checking in with him now and then, but abiding constantly in him that gives us his power. That's why Jesus gave us these instructions in John 15, which says, dwell in me and I will dwell in you. Live in me and I will live in you, just as no branch can bear fruit of itself without abiding in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me. I am the vine and you're the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him bears much fruit. Goes on and says, why then do so many Christians spend this daily time in why then do so few Christians spend daily time in fellowship with God? In many cases, it's because they've been taught that prayer is a duty rather than a delight. So when they have made an effort to have a daily prayer time, they've approached it with a sense of drudgery. They go to prayer with cold hearts bent on satisfying a requirement rather than with hearts that are warmed by expectation. I love that. Hearts that are warmed by expectation, eagerly anticipating a time of fellowship with their Father. They do not draw genuinely near to God, therefore he does not draw near to them, so they soon lose interest in the ritual and it casts aside. Those who do begin to discover the wonders of daily communion with God inevitably run into other difficulties. The devil, for instance, he's so frightened of the Christian who abides in God that he will go to great lengths to interfere with those times of fellowship. He will see that he will see to it that interruptions, distractions, schedule conflicts arise until it seems almost impossible to find a quiet time. I remember one summer in my life when that was particularly true. We were remodeling our home, so Mac Hammond, Mac, my husband, and I had to sleep on a sofa bed in the den. We also had guests, and I can remember waking up some mornings with eight people already walking around in my house. There seemed to be nowhere to get alone with God. Lord, I said in desperation, I need a plan. Sure enough, he gave me an idea. I love this. I would back the car out of the garage. I'd park in the driveway. Then I'd lay down in the back seat to pray. No one knew where I was, so no one could interrupt me. Some people might think that's strange, but I can tell you, if you want to have this wonderful intimacy with God, you must be so determined that you don't mind being a little strange every once in a while. You must be willing to lay aside all the natural things that scream for your attention and do whatever it takes to make your time with him your number one priority. I often say I don't care if the church members are fighting on the lawn. I don't care if the president of the United States is trying to get a hold of me on the phone. Don't disturb me when I'm in prayer. It's the most important thing in my life. Wow. Hallelujah. So, Father, we come tonight. Hallelujah. Not with cold hearts that are bent on fulfilling a religious requirement. But right now, we take this moment, Father, to just have hearts that are warmed with expectation, anticipating this time to connect with you. Thank you, Father. Lord, we are aware of your presence. We invite you here, Holy Spirit. Thank you that you're here. Holy Spirit, use us as vessels that you can pray through. Thank you, Father. Lord, we yield our hearts. We yield our spirit, man. We push aside everything of today. And we just are vessels that you can intercede through. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. What an opportunity that we get to do something eternal. Hallelujah. What an opportunity that we get to come into agreement and manifest your presence in the earth. We don't know that nothing can happen in the earth unless a man pray. You told us, first of all, pray for all men, all in authority, that we might lead a quiet and a peaceable life in all godliness, that all men might come to know you. We bring the leaders of our nation before you. Lord, and I just thank you for all the leaders of our nation coming to a place, being confronted with a decision to know you. Move in every branch of government. We give you permission to move in every branch of government. Lord, we release the authority, Lord, that you've given us. You've given us all authority and all power, Lord, and we speak ministering spirits, ministering angels to minister. Hallelujah, to move in the White House, to move on the floors of the Senate and the House of Representatives. Hallelujah. Thank you for a move of God taking place in this nation. Thank you for hearts being open. Lord, we pray for yielded hearts, blinders to be removed, and hearts to yield. Hearts to yield. Maso broste keda da baaso, yede be eisho toro bosa brande de eisho. Ko I atala maha so terreina. I ko I tilemo sobro derrebeia. Moshele de rebo kati atalana maya. Yo mor roboko shokoto roboka si. O yondo lora bake da dabo o shada dabo o se. O yende le de boko soko terre de bo o se. Open the eyes of the leaders in our nation. Open the eyes of the leaders, Lord, that are making decisions that affect this nation, that affect not just this nation, but also the nations of the world, that affect Israel, that affect other people, Lord, other nations that are experiencing turmoil and difficult things, Lord, that you would minister life into those leaders. Deposit in them an awareness of your voice, an awareness of godliness, righteousness. Because we know it's righteousness that exalts a nation. Hallelujah. Ko bratishta brane, e koyon de lede ba'asor rebeya, e shende lede boso gonde. Lord, it's in light that we see light. Lord, and we know that as light goes forth in this nation, I thank you that the darkness doesn't comprehend it, but I thank you that light always overrides darkness. And I thank you that righteousness exalts this nation. Light exalts this nation. Hallelujah. And I thank you for all righteousness, the righteousness of God exposing all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. For righteousness and unrighteousness cannot dwell together. Kedemosa briste kele de boosa, yendele de booso regele de bocosoto rebaya, esemendele de bocosandele de rebeya, o yondo logos socoto remeya, o somberendele de boose. Open eyes, open hearts, minds of understanding. Hallelujah, to be aware of righteousness. Hallelujah, till they can see unrighteousness. Hallelujah, just like that woman that we were reading about, how she preached and talked and there was just this hunger coming through her. It was the righteousness that was on the inside of her that was affecting him. And so, Lord, I just thank you for righteousness moving in this nation, and it comes to a place where it causes people to see and be aware of their unrighteousness. Hallelujah. So rebeya, aso to rogosa rabaya. Eshoko rogosa terebe esi. O tolo roboko sita rabaha soko rebeya. Yeah, it's just like kenema hasobrendi kishtar raba ayolo robo ose. E ter remenda la hasoko de re de rabaya. They've been so comfortable. You can get so comfortable with things that smell bad. Until you walk out of the environment and you step back into that environment, then you can actually tell what's really happening. Lord, I thank you that is happening spiritually. That's happening spiritually over this nation. It's happening spiritually over leaders, whether it's local, whether it's state, and whether it's federal. Whatever it is, Lord, I just thank you. There's an awakening to righteousness. There's an awakening to righteousness. There's a reality to righteousness, and that righteousness is exposing unrighteousness. E telemo sabra de lekina, e sebraste kleda bo sabrana, e tor ragesta kelere mai. O sombrende de gisti kiriaso, o yemende rita la rabaha socor rabaya, e zemende rica la ramando rogoso cor rabaya, o yemende ricando logoso cor rebeya. Oh, that the people of our nation, hallelujah, whether it's in the entertainment industry, the music industry, different aspects of government, in the education industry, the hospital education, that people are getting uncomfortable with unrighteousness. Esote rengele de boso tor rebaya, esendele de boko tor reboko yendele de rebaya, o ramando regete le boso brete de isho namaya. Yekele de moho se brede de gesto brada. Etele mo se brida landa bronde lina moye. Yeber ridando coso to rebeya. Yendele mo so brocatele de boso brona. Y cayadale de boso to rebede de queso brana. Ido romonde rinda la mano broma mama queda de bose. I con bronda lene mosso cor rogosa brena, ye to she branda la keno, ye dilidibi asso tor rogole, e tor randele de mohosala, e sele de monde rinda lene mombra della, o con baba, baba ye tele de bocosana, ye breti likishi a tor robosa, ye cayandele ne mondor rogote re de gede de bosso, yo rama mando regeti likidi. Ando yo toshe brena yekele de maha so rebeya yekele de mosa brede lene moye yedele boso bro katele naba bababa yete lina nanando rogoso oh yetele ne mondo rogoye yede shatala boto regeda o zoma mande rigando logoto rebeya o dole manda rikanda lana mando rogoto rebeya. Oh, yende likandor rabaya. Lord, we speak mercy. We speak mercy. I've returned to this throughout the years, Lord. We speak mercy. We declare mercy over our government. We declare mercy. 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 Hallelujah, over our Supreme Court justices. Mercy over our Senate and our House of Representatives. Mercy. Mercy, ha, mercy, eselemonde rigada da questo brone, o soma mama mando regetele de basso, o yemende rida la basso bretele de namaya, yo, your mercy, your mercy, your mercy, koyo mogosi, thank you for the mercy manifesting, Lord, in the halls of government, the mercy of God. Oh, it's the love of God that restrains us. It's the love of God that compels us. It's the love of God, the love of God. Lord, that the love of God would show up and manifest, Lord, in every hall and office of government. Oh, hallelujah, the love of God would show up and manifest in the offices, in the chambers, in the cabinets, in the different places, in through all the different branches of the military. Lord, that the love of God would manifest in such a way. Oh, sebrene la che sobrone. Oh, the love of God. De so regela da bose. Oh, yende digi isho koto rogosa ke lede de bosa. Oh, zemende rinde leda bo osala manda de kena. Ito lo no mose de rikina. Yo bosa brana na makida da bosa brana. Ito ste bre te kidi andolo stema. I kayandele mo sabrate le kena maye. O sabrete kishta si. O maye adala dede gez da bor regesta. O koya mama mande rida kesto broda. E kayandele de mo so kora baya. O ranesta bra. Hearts of stone into hearts of flesh. Koyi bishta ka na maha so. O yindele de dede gesto brode dede isi. Umbadishti keda boosi. O rabaha seko babayena. O labaha sobrede de geesto rebeya. They would not be like a Pharaoh where they would harden their hearts, but Lord, they'd have soft, pliable hearts. E clena mando do costi. O zomomogishti keda daste keda da boosa. O shayisti ki iso. Kondalada moso go shadida de iso. Ko yindada da bosho koso to rabaya. Oh, thank you, Father. We praise you, Lord. Oh, shabrande gesto ko sariste. Ki doloshta brade ki iso tosa. O yida da bahaso ko yida la da baya. O dondolo da bosha da 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 iso. Koi da 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 bo sha da 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 bo si ki da 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 isho. Oh, ya da bo sha ba de le da 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 bo so. Jo mende sti ki da 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 vaya. Thank you, Father. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yatala shtereredis. Umbarida kalere mundos to korabai. Umbarinda la 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 bosho so. Desho tolora la 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 di. Glona madira gate da 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 bai. Oh, la na maha shereredere gishto do do bosho go da 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 bai. Dele de bosa barri de de geta da 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 di ishi. Oi da 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 bosho do do go si ka da 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 bai. Umbarri da la da mondo do go sha da 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 di ishi. Koi ya da 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 bosho go da 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 bai. Lord, we just thank you for your creation. We thank you for this earth that you created, that you caused us to. It was created for it to be inhabited, to minister to us, your humanity, your man. Thank you for the earth. Thank you for the things that we got to experience today. Thank you for the things that you're aligning. Lord, we know we're living in the last days, but at the same time, we don't pursue signs, we pursue you. Thank you, Father, for all the things that must take place in this now season to accomplish your perfect will in the earth. Thank you for the great awakening and the revivals that are happening throughout the earth and the revivals and the awakenings that are taking place in this community. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. If there's someone that has something to pray, just come up and. Thank you, Father. Oh, Father, I thank you for a great excitement and a great expectancy. Hallelujah, to penetrate. Hallelujah, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you for an excitement. We speak forth an excitement and an expectancy in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We decree and we declare a great expectancy, a great joy, a great excitement in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that there is a great excitement and there is a great expectancy in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There is a great expectancy. There's a great excitement. Hallelujah. For what's happening in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Great excitement and great, great expectancy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word tells us to look up because our redemption draws near. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that means the church has an expectancy. The church has an excitement. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's an expectancy. Hallelujah. There's a greater expectancy. Hallelujah. Being birthed into the church of the Lord Jesus Christ right now. Hallelujah. There is a great expectancy and there's a great excitement. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Celebo sabrate ke da dabaya. Esebrande ge esorebeya. And it will be contagious. It will be a contagious excitement. It will be a contagious expectancy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Deso brate le ke da dabo sabrana. Oh, shebrede de gesto brode de meya. Great excitement, great expectancy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Delesto bronen emekidi. Yes, it's things that you have been doing, Lord. Yes, it's things that have already been taking place. So with our prayers tonight, we fan the flame of that expectancy. We fan the flame, hallelujah, with that excitement. Eko sabrande geto torre geta la dabaya. Esembrende gete lebo sobradelena. Eko yondo lodo dogo se kele debo osambrane nekina. Yedo so do rakato leste, iko yondo loda bokati ligidi ando do kosana, yete shiga dose branda de gate dan maye, yeke nini ando no kosada da iso rabaya. Iko yomburo kata la hashene, selede bota brakete le kete le de bode, barida le de boto regete le de geto rabade, shombrande gidi ando kosara, ye teshta brate le de boye, ye brete de gesto broko to rebeya, ye kandoste branda de geno, ye dondoste branda de geta la namaya, ye kayandolo do gosa brate leshta, Esse kida lando dor ragena, e coyondo loste brena di dikiando do costara, yeto so delle sobra delle no, o che sede bosse breni, i caida da bossa da di diando logor rabaya, ye cando do cosce cheda da di diando, y candana mahasombe ridalana maio, yeto sabra da cheto lona moye, e sebrande le kidi andor rabaya. Ye kando loste breti kidi ando so, I koyondo lokoste brede, I broba baba yete lena mondo rogosa, e kayi andelena mando regeta lana maye, yo maso brede di giso, so de bose brede le kita, o koyamande ste keda de baye, o zabranda la queso, saia de lena mohosena, o zamama mando. De rica toste ni ido rogoso koto rebeya. Eko yatelena, eto sogonderende na kisi. Oh, namahande de 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 ge so koi ishi. Oh, ze de 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 eso to roboko sane. Oh, ze mende di di gidiato rogo so koto rebeya. Oh, yes, Father. Yes, we take the word. We take the word concerning this that we see in Romans chapter 12, verse 11. In the Passion Translation says, be enthusiastic to serve the Lord, keeping your passion towards him boiling hot, radiant with the glow of the Holy Ghost, and let him fill you with excitement as you serve him. Hallelujah. So, Father, we decree that over the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Enthusiastic, meaning to be filled with God. Hallelujah. To be infused with God. Be enthusiastic serving the Lord. We declare the people of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ are enthusiastic serving the Lord. They're fervent. Hallelujah. Fervent in spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you that they're keeping their passion boiling hot. Thank you for a boiling hot passion. Hallelujah. Being breathed upon the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, as we're praying that tonight, what we're doing is in this corporate prayer, it's not Heritage that we're praying for alone. It is the church. We're involved in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you that there is a passion that is boiling hot. Hallelujah. Thank you that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is radiant with the glow of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. And because of that, there is an excitement. Hallelujah. That is penetrating and filling every heart and spirit, man. Hallelujah. As they're serving you, Lord. Hallelujah. We declare it so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sombra da geso kotor rabaya. Geso teshta brata da 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 baya. Ye mose brede de gete rebeya. O zemende ligiri ando do go se dele de de beya. O salarabaha seke de iso. O shebresi kiri ando do go sa. O yamandele de ge eso rabaya. Oh, yabari kis te ki da 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 isho. Hallelujah. If you have anything along these lines, hallelujah, with where we are right now, go ahead and pray. Come up and pray it out. Hallelujah. Oh, sabra de kis to koto rogo si. Je berre ki tando sto koto rogo si. Je de de geso koto rababa geso. Oh, yabrati de gi isho so. Deixo co e diste que da da barra sou, o zamande leda de guicho sou rabaia, e cobossa bateli cadanda de ge esso dor rabaia, e sebe resti que dandasso, o sebe esse que da dando loco tele, e que le neno bod rabita lana nesso. Me coyondo loda bossa brina, e condolo stebe reti kita landa da socorra, gesso bro delisti si, so mendili stiki da da so, o y minda landa do cosada, ye coia dalla mahasto brada de degeno, yo colo do bosse breti kiti diando, o sai da lara baha so, joda kena maha so rabaya. Genomosede de basi, glona mahasida de baia, o y dirigiriaso co rebeia, cone mehesti talana maia, o y diki stikisho sogo tor rebaia, o zabarrige de bosa brede de guisho so, so rabande gesto co rebaia, o caida rara baha so. Zo yi atalana mahando soko, idalana mahando dogo shukur rabaya. O shedededededededi ishi, o sari di ki sokor rabaya. Glona mandesh di ki da 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 bo sor rabaya. O la da baha shonge dededededi isho. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, yatish to dor rogo tor robo sabrana. Every heart burning, every heart burning. Burning hearts, hearts that are burning. Silobosa brande de isho. Oh, yakaya da 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 ishi. Dosha kele de mosso. Thank you, Father. Desurre de ishi. Thank you, Father. Just shh. Joseph, I want you to come up and I want you to just pray as the Lord directs you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Padiatri Shadia Tro Shatata Yikidia Tro Shatadia Tro Shadia Tro Shatatia Kodia Tro Shadia Tri Shadia Tro Shakadia Tro. Jesus, you said in John chapter 12, verse 46, you said that you are light that has come into the world so that man doesn't have to live in darkness anymore. And as we started off prayer this evening, we were talking about abiding in you, Lord, and abiding in your words, abiding in your love. If we love you, we'll keep your commandments and we'll abide in your love. Just like you obeyed the Father's commandments and abided in his love. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that Heritage of Faith and churches all over that believe in Jesus are entering into their prayer closets in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that they're getting hungry as we started out in prayer tonight. Hungry, Father, in the name of Jesus to bring light into the world and to start it off by doing it through prayer. I thank you that we begin to intercede as a body of believers here at Heritage of Faith, that there is an excitement, there is a hunger, there is an expectation. And by spending time in prayer, Father, we build ourselves up so that when we come in here, there is an excitement. And when we go out there, there is an excitement. And that the light of the Lord and the love of the Lord is going out there in the name of Jesus. And that we're seeing the visitations, that we're seeing the manifestations, and that we're seeing the demonstrations of the Holy Spirit working through every individual here in this church body, Father, as we go out into the community, as we go into the workplaces, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we go to our house, as we work with our families, as we everything in our daily life, Father. It used to be the old saying, you whistle while you work, Father, being led, yielding to the Holy Spirit while we work in the name of Jesus. Shishidia trosha tatidikidia trishitia padiatro, shishikidia tre ashadia trosha kadia pidia trishadia trosha kadiatro, shishikidia trosha kadia trisha tatadia kodiatro, shashadia trishidia tropadia trishidia trishkidia trosha tadiako. It is so very important, Father, in the name of Jesus, so important that we remain close to you, so important that we get that hunger to stay in there, Father, in the name of Jesus, so that we can can continue that walk in the name of Jesus, so that we can keep that hunger going in Jesus' name, so that we can keep that flame just burning on the inside of us, Father, in the name of Jesus, because this is our time in the name of Jesus. This is our time in the name of Jesus. That hunger is going to drive us. That thirst is going to drive us, Father, in the name of Jesus. The hunger and the thirst to see you moving, Father. The hunger and the thirst to see you manifesting yourself in the earth in the name of Jesus. Just manifesting, so that when we walk, the light is seen in the name of Jesus. The darkness flees in the name of Jesus. But yes, hallelujah. We thank you, hallelujah. It's got to go in Jesus' name. And we thank you so much, Father. That hunger, that hunger, that hunger, that thirst in the name of Jesus. That hunger and that thirst, so that all we got to do is open up our mouth and the Holy Spirit just comes down like what you did with Cornelius. Tell us about Jesus. Tell us about the light. There's something about you. There's something special about you. We're sensing the Holy Spirit. We're sensing something in the name of Jesus. Yeah, it's that hunger we got. It's that thirst we got. It's that time we've been spending in prayer, Lord. It's that time we've been coming and receiving. It's that time we've been coming and expecting in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what we're going for, Father. That's this new enter. That's this new entry that we're coming into, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because we're progressing. We're advancing. We're experiencing promotion, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we're seeing our highest expectations fulfilled. And that's coming by getting personal with you, Lord. That's spending more time with you, Jesus. That's setting aside our schedule. We're so hungry, Father. The what? The final four? We're so hungry, Father. The what? What's coming up? It's the Super Bowl for Jesus in the name of Jesus. I believe we're getting there, Father. I believe we're stepping into that in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, because we heard a word spoken that we are going to enter into knowledge, and we've already stepped into that knowledge in the name of Jesus. Heritage of faith is going to be a known that's breaking, going forth in knowledge in the name of Jesus. Heritage of faith is also a place that we're seated with you. This is going to be the place that's known as a church that's seated with you, because we get the knowledge coming forth in the name of Jesus. Working knowledge in the name of Jesus. Knowledge that we can understand. Knowledge that we can speak. Knowledge that we can see and hear and do in the name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. Move in the kingdom of God in heaven into the earth, Father, through your Son Jesus, so that they can see it, Lord. They can see it and understand it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You said in the last days that knowledge would increase. Hallelujah. Not just from a natural standpoint. I believe that's spiritual understanding. I believe that's revelation. Hallelujah. Now, just to do a little teaching here, if you heard me while Joseph was praying, I'm not praying what I want to pray. I'm hooked up with him, and I'm starting to say the words he's saying in English. So I'm coming in agreement with that. I'm saying, oh yeah, that, amen, I agree with that. And so what happens is when we're all doing that, we're in agreement with the words that are saying, words that are being said. So a lot of times you if someone's praying in English, you lower your volume a little bit so you can hear what's being said, so you can agree. Because if you know what's being said, you don't know what you're agreeing with. You know, because this is corporate prayer, and there's power in that agreement that's being released. So it's just kind of like a training or a teaching that on how you get hooked up with, and it's always being observant what's going on around you. You know, what's happening within a service? What's going on while someone's preaching? What's going on during worship? And it's kind of like a thing where we set the atmosphere for things, but sometimes the atmosphere is you're navigating what is God doing in the service. And so you hook up with what the leader and what's ever happening at that moment and at that time, because one, you don't want to be a distraction. So if this is going over here, and that's when some people, you say, well, was this right in service? Was that right in service? The question is, are eyes being put on me? Or am I drawing away with what God's doing in a service? And because we don't want to be distractions in what God is doing, even though what we could be doing is spiritual, but sometimes we can get into a spiritual, lack of a better term, it's almost where it becomes, our prayer life becomes more of like a habit than intentional. And it's like I'm saying the things I always say in prayer, and so therefore there's no really faith in it. It's just I'm doing a ritual instead of saying. And it's the same thing when it comes to our prayer life, corporate prayer life. It's getting intentionally involved with what's happening and what's being spoken so we can go. And there's times where you could in some of the trainings and stuff that I've done in prayer is sometimes I could have someone come up and I just want you to pray in the spirit out of here, and no one else is praying in the spirit, but we're laying in agreement, well, what you're praying in the spirit. And I'm laying hold of that, and you can receive an unction of what's happening and what's taking place, and then have someone say, well, I want you to come up and pray in English. You know, I don't want you praying this, but I want you praying English. And the thing is, a lot of times when you talk about interpretations, and they'll say, "Oh, well, I want you to pray in your understanding with what they just prayed." And so, a lot of times, people want to formulate this long, drawn-out prayer when you have to understand that the Holy Spirit will give you. It's a word of wisdom. It's a word of knowledge. It's not a paragraph. And you get to a place where you can, when you get into a flow where one word is connected to another word, connected to another word, connected to another word, and it's not something that you're praying out of here because you pray that way in your personal prayer time. It makes sense. I just sense I needed to do some training there. So, but thank you, Joseph. That was hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I keep hearing this word on the inside of me, this phrase of for us to take a moment to pray to remove the hindrances of growth. I mean, we're growing as a church, but there could be other things. It could be hindrances in building buildings, hindrances in people's personal growth. It could be, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. You know, I was just reminded of the time when Jesus was talking, and he was looking out over Jerusalem, and he wept, and he said, oh, if you had just known your day of visitation. If you had just known your day of visitation. And I just sense there's people that this is the season. This is a season for growth. And if the people of Heritage would have known that this is their season of growth, they wouldn't miss the day of visitation. Hallelujah. Because God wants to do some things. Hallelujah. And we need to be positioned for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to put you on the spot, Charlene. Putting you on the spot to deal with hindrances from growth. Yeah, you can pray in the Spirit. You can start there.
Thank you, Lord. Something going on in the spirit, I was seeing. She could have something in the spirit. I'm seeing is shun praying shikia. Ala da kusse shiki shiki. Shun de leka salamande levistiki shikonestiki. Shun de levistiki shikonestiki. Shun de levistikandavestiki. 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 Shishikanakatanamastiki shikadeti green. Shiki shiki shiki. Shishiki compression is in my spirit for something. Is the miracle gonna happen in the spirit realm? Shishikalamandelevistiki shikelevistiki. Ishikandelevistiki. Shandelekishikananakatanakasalamastiki shikadekistiki. Shandelekanamastiki. Shandelevistiki. Shandelevistiki. Shinananakasalamastiki. Shikananakistiki. Shikananakasiki. Shandelekatalamastiki. Shishikananastiki. Shishikananakasia. Alakasumbrastiki. Shikidukananakasidiki. Shishikananakasidiki. 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 Shishikananakasumashiki. Shikananakondanistiki. Shishikananakotakanamandelevistiki. Shishikananakanamastiki. Shishikananakanamastiki. All right, that's it. Jesus, so come, Shikia. Jesus. Invitations in the spirit. Thank you for being patient with me. I hear the Holy Ghost say, wait more. Supernatural, wherever you lit to me, Jesus, speak to me. Holy Spirit. Oh, my shikara moshtiki. In the spirit, I'm seeing a turning point for good in the spirit realm. It's good, I see. Holy Spirit, that's it right there. Good, it said it. And oh gosh, she can have my goodness with me right here. Long ago you said this, Lord. In the name of Jesus, move your spirit against this church, Satan. I command it, go. It's oppression too. And I command you to go. That's it. He said we need to pray for our pastor. Even now, we stand in agreement with these prayers. Stand, if you will, take your place in the spirit in the name of Jesus. He needs our prayers. Amen. They need our prayers, and I see it. Jesus, I'm confident. Any nerves against them won't prosper.
Right.
Any miracles that will happen even. I believe miracles will happen even, Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Bind your words up in that realm, Satan, against them in any way.
Right.
I bind your will for them even.
Right.
I cast your words out of here.
Right.
I say no more in the spirit. I cast your demonic spirit out of here.
Right.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, be obedient with this one. In lying tongue, go against this church right no more. No more, I say, in the spirit, Satan. No more, I say, in the spirit.
Right.
And cast your words off of this church. In the name of Jesus. His office is not yours, Satan. You contend for the faith. I command you to move out of here.
Amen.
We need to wake up in the spirit. There's a demon trying to steal.
Right.
Wake up, I said, in the spirit. How mind the spirit against them in the spirit. I bind you, Satan, against their wills for this church, even. In the name of Jesus. Not your will in the name of Jesus, Satan. Release the angels around me right here, God, Lord Jesus. I see fire coming in the spirit. I am healed by your stripes too. We are healed in the name of Jesus. Power of the tongue come up in the spirit. Invitations coming on you, Pastor Justin. I see it in the spirit. I see it in the spirit. Invitations are coming on you too. In the name of Jesus Christ, who I am, I serve Almighty God. Satan, steering gear, go from you right there. I see it. Check up, come. On you, Satan. I'm confident this one is for you. More than enough. In the name of Jesus. He's saying, I'm moving a demonic spirit here. Yes, I see shikandelebishtike. Angels are showing me the money. Here is a woman that's seeing it. Money, come. I see angels. It's something about pain I'm seeing too, right there. Bind your will for the body in the spirit, Satan. Bind you up there in the spirit. Confidence no more. Oh, Lord Jesus. He's telling me to fall at peace, and I'm just staying here, right here. All things work together for the good of those that love God. It's working for your good. It's working for your good. Ha, 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 ha. Jesus said, joy in the Lord is our strength. We need to say hallelujah. Praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm not done. More than enough, I'm seeing it. More than enough, I'm seeing it in the spirit. More than enough, I'm singing in the spirit. More than enough. Alligator spirit, get out of here. Alligator spirit, get out of here. Alligator spirit, get out of here. In the name of Jesus. How could that one?
Yes. Amen. Amen. Now.
Oh, my Lord, sing more. More.
Amen. The joy of the Lord. Oh, the joy of the Lord. Now, when she was praying, that word invitation, okay, invitations, invitations. Now, we were talking about the hunger, right? The hunger and the hunger, getting into that prayer time, getting into the abiding into the Lord that you read from the book there as it was coming out and abiding in him. Those invitations are open. Invitations to go into the areas of prayer that we've never been before. Invitations. Removing hindrances and obstacles in the name of Jesus. Particularly concerning Pastor Justin and the church in the name of Jesus. See, the enemy tries to get words out of people's voices, right? Out of other people, right? There might be things being spoken and said we don't really necessarily know about. But in the name of Jesus, we've just come against them in Jesus' name. Now, a turning point just happened, right? A turning point, right? In the spirit, right? And from the sounds of it, money coming in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, miracles. We picked up the words miracles happening now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. So money, miracles, invitations in the name of Jesus. Now that can be other kinds of invitations too in Jesus' name. But I tell you, and then the joy of the Lord is our strength. Oh, hallelujah. But I like that invitations. Oh, my goodness. Because the word came up to pray against hindrances. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit says, I'm giving invitations. And when I heard that, I got hungry. When I heard that come out in the name of Jesus. Oh, my goodness. I got hungry. I want to know what that invitation is in Jesus' name. Amen. Well thanks. I'm sorry, Pastor Justin. But that's... Yeah, so that's what I was getting out of that. But again, Father, thank you for the knowledge. Thank you for the wisdom over Pastor Justin. Thank you for what you've done with this church and the turning points you've moved it and the growth that we are experiencing in the name of Jesus and the things that are going to come out of it in Jesus' name. We receive that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, hey, let's go give them Jesus. Amen.
Understanding, you know, I was reading it this morning, and oh, I'm gonna get my glasses. I'm sorry. It says, "Now, therefore, listen to me, my children, for blessed are those who keep my ways, hear instruction, and be wise, and do not disdain it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates." Watching at the post of my doors, for whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against the wrongs his own soul, all those who hate me love death. And so we got to seek God's wisdom and his understanding, especially in these times right now, where I know today was an awesome thing. But imagine if people sought after Jesus the way they sought after that eclipse today. My God. And so that was my whole prayer today. Even while it was happening, like, Lord, let the people seek Jesus like we are out here seeking this eclipse to see something so phenomenal. Because in the word it says, no man knows. You know, people were fearful today. Thinking that, you know, something else was going to happen. But if they read the word, it says no man knows the time when he comes. But it will be dark. Amen. So I'm just like, yes, like wisdom. So it's like all on time. Amen.
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 Uh-oh. It ain't over yet.
When Shalene was praying
right before she did, the scripture came to me, Acts 26:16. But arise and stand upon your feet, for I will appear to you for this purpose, to appoint you as a servant and witness to the things in which you have seen me, and to those in which I will appear to you. I want to pray. Acts 26:16. But arise and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you as a servant and witness to the things in which you have seen and to those in which I will appear to you. So, Father, I just thank you that you're going to reveal even more things to us through your Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you, God, that you are increasing our knowledge for the purposes that you have called us to, Father. We thank you, Father God. We are rising up in our spirit, man, Father God. We're rising up in knowledge. We're rising up in wisdom. We're rising up in hearing your voice, Holy Spirit, clearly, Father God. We thank you. We're rising up in our prayer lives, Father God. We're rising up in witnessing, Father God. Your word says, he that is wise winneth souls for the Lord. Father, we thank you that we are rising up, going out, Father God, in those things that you have shown us, Father God, the words that you will give us in season, Father God, to speak those things, Father God. We thank you for the knowledge of the Spirit that is being revealed in us in greater levels, Father God. We give you the praise. Jeto mosu shela kandresi ela masu shenandere kushanandushen enerele la sandre esu kushanana masu she adro su sheke se karato sun shenandre belo kushanandere si la masu she Andra so kese kararatushanandre illa makushananatasa. Glory to God. My glory will be revealed. Hashananante sasandre. Groshanandere resise. For they have not seen all that I will reveal in the heavens. Jetalono se kise lanakanse. Men will see my glory. Shandaranandere se. And they will know that I am the Lord thy God. Shandere sike la sandre. Groshanandere. Oh, I give you glory. I give you praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. Glory to you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's go give them Jesus. Amen.